Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, we finished verse 11. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts a new message today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Foundation for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. I trust that you'll have your Bibles ready. We're going to be in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 12 and 13. I have titled this section, Get Ready. Are you ready? My friend, we so often hear that when we watch little kids. They'll say, on your mark, get set, go. And sometimes they'll say, get ready, set, go. Well, either way, you better get ready. So that's going to be the title of this section, and this will also complete the third chapter of 1 Thessalonians as we go verse by verse through this tremendous book of the Bible. Now, I also want to encourage you to be in church on Sunday. When I record these broadcasts, I have no idea whether they're going to be played to you on a Monday or a Tuesday or whatever, or a Friday. But I do want you to know that regardless of what day you listen to the broadcast, that when this broadcast is on, if there is an activity going on in your church, you ought to be in your church. You can always go to the internet and re-listen to this broadcast, or you can, if you don't have access to the internet, you can write us and order a copy of this. For a gift of $5, we send you a copy of the date and day that you order. For example, if you ordered this one today, Get Ready, you would get the entire message, not just today's, but the entire message on a CD or cassette, whichever you prefer. Now, we also ask you to be in church on Sunday. You ought to attend a good Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church. How do I do that? Well, first of all, if you're not going to church, look in your yellow pages under Baptist Independent. Give them a call and find out if they use the King James Bible. Now, you say, why call and ask if they use the King James Bible? Because it is translated from the Masoretic text in the Old Testament and the Textus Receptus of the New Testament. Now, those are absolutely the best text there. Now, most of the Bibles come out of the critical text, which is quite corrupted, and no thinking Christian should ever, ever rely on those texts. And so we encourage you to use the King James Bible. As a result, we encourage you to go to churches where they use the King James Bible from which to preach. And then also, find out about their music. If they're going to sound like a nightclub, then they probably lack holiness and the standards of God's Word, and they'll probably water it down. So find out the stand of the church, and then go and visit. And when you visit, pray about it. Is that where God wants you to attend? And ask God to impress it upon your heart and show you whether you should or you should not. So that is my little encouragement today about the local church. Now, if you have your Bibles ready, I trust that you're in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 12 and 13. And if you have pencil and paper ready, follow along as I read. And the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another and toward all men, even as we do toward you, to the end he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. Now, as Christians, we should live each day with the knowledge and with the expectancy that Christ could come today. The rapture could take place today. Now, my friend, are you ready for that? It is later than you think. And the time is now to have all things right with God. The time is now to get ready for the rapture if you're saved. And the time is now to get saved if you're not. Because the rapture could take place at any moment. Now, with that thought in mind, let us consider our text. First, be ready by growing in Christ. Now, in this message on verses 12 and 13, my friend, I'm going to tell you up front, you're going to need to labor to listen. You're going to need to follow closely and take notes, okay? Because we're going to take you a little bit into some depth, so please follow me on this. Now, everything that we see in these two verses of our text is the Lord's work. And the prayer is that God would make them abound more and more in something. That something is love. Now, notice, if you will, how this works back in chapters 2, verses 3 through 5. Well, it says there, first of all, in verses 3 and 4. It says, first, for our exhortation was not of deceit, nor of uncleanness, nor in guile. So now they're telling you what their preaching and teaching was not. And then the contrast, but as we were allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God, which trieth our hearts. Now, the bottom line here was that the preaching is to be holy and acceptable unto God. Now, notice this from verse 5. For neither at any time used we flattering words, as ye know, nor a cloak of covetousness. God is witness. Now, what he's saying here in chapter 2, verses 3 through 5, is that, hey, we didn't try to use man's methods. We didn't try to use deceit, uncleanness, guile. We didn't try to use worldliness. We did not try to appeal to your lust. We weren't trying to please you. We were trying to please God. And so basically, they're saying we were not user-friendly. User-friendly is not the goal. Rather, godly obedience. Now, verses 3 through 5 here establish the holiness aspect that opens the door for the agape love of Christ. As a matter of fact, the next two verses there in chapter 2, verses 6 and 7, nor of men sought we glory, neither of you, nor yet of others, when we might have been burdensome as the apostles of Christ. But we were gentle among you, even as a nurse cherisheth her children. So instead of being a burden, they were gentle or easy. They did not require them to put themselves out. And so what you're seeing here is they do that out of love for these people. Because they're, as a team, the mission team that was headed up by the Apostle Paul, was ministering to build these people in Christ. Now, as we go back to our text in 1 Thessalonians 3, verses 12 and 13, Paul's prayer here is that they would abound in love one toward another. Now, does that not illustrate for us John 13, 34 and 35, where Christ gave the new commandment to the apostles for this New Testament age? Which was to love one another even as Christ loves us. You know, people say, well, how could that be a new commandment? Even in Mark 12, he said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, body, mind. And the second commandment was like it, to love your neighbor as yourself. Well, that's the difference. The second commandment said to love your neighbor as yourself. That was under the law. But the new commandment is even stronger. It's not to love our neighbor as ourselves. It's stronger than that. It's to love our neighbor as Christ loved us. And oh, what a responsibility that is. And when we do this, we also fulfill Galatians 6:10, where it says to let us do good unto all men, especially to those who are the household of faith. Now, the word love here is the Greek word agape. The mood of it in the Greek is called octave. Agape is the highest form of love. It is the love wherewith God loves. Man is not capable of loving in this manner. It is only possible for Christians to love this way as they are totally surrendered to Christ and allows Christ to love through them. And my friend, that's what we need to do as Christians. Allow Christ to direct his great love through us. If you're going to catch the deep sea fish, you must go out in a deep sea fishing vessel. You must have the right equipment. Now, if you have a fear of the water and you will not go on a boat, you're not going to catch the big fish. Now, through my ministry, I've had people that were just deathly afraid of being baptized because of their fear of the water. Well, if you have a fear of the water, you're not going to go catch the deep sea fish. And that's the idea here. If you fear to stand for the Lord Jesus Christ because of what men may say, then you are never going to experience the agape love of God being expressed through you towards others, because the opinion of men are more important to you than the love of God. Now, we said that this word agape, or this word love here in our text, is in the octave mood. The octave mood means this is the desire of God's heart that we abound in love one toward another, and that love will be holy and separate from the world. And yet, it'll be toward all men. Today, the Muslim tries to convert people to Islam. And if you won't convert, in their mind, you are condemned to hell. Now, we as Christians believe in like matter. If one without Jesus Christ dies in his sin, his doom is eternal hell. But what is the difference? Well, one of the differences is we do not kill those who reject our religion. Instead, we trust them to God's hand as we continue to pray for their salvation. And that's an example of the agape love that we're to have toward all men. Is it a love for all men to not witness to them, not to give a tract, not to invite them to church to hear the gospel? Oh, the heartbreak as one reads the 142nd Psalm and the 4th verse, where it says, "No man cared for my soul." This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.